What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from The Masked Singer, my man Robin Thicke. How are you?
That's a first from The Masked Singer. It's a new era.
Big hit, man. Before we get into that, music, the family, the whole thing.
Yes.
I got to tell you, it's funny. My buddy and I always bring you up because you're one of the only guys. As a matter of fact, you and Usher are the only guys that have given me a nickname unintentionally. Usually when you see me, you say Rio.
Rio, right.
But you didn't today.
I didn't.
Today you said Mario.
You're wearing a pink shirt, so I said pretty in pink today.
So ever since...
probably why is because I saw your name on the door. So it was more Mario as I was walking in.
Normally you would have hit...
You should look right there then, because it just says Rio.
Normally you would have hit me with a Rio, huh?
That's true, that's true.
Give me one Rio.
So Rio!
Hey, there it is. That's why my buddy said that to you when he came in.
Like, you have no idea. It's become a thing here.
It's become a thing, so...
Rio!
That's exactly
it. You gotta say it like Alan Thicke, though. Rio!
Yes!
It's even cooler.
Because I love giving all my friends nicknames, right? Yeah, either call you by your last name or a nickname, but I've never gotten one.
Right.
And then you happened to come and say that when I think I was talking to you. There's a big backstory. And say that, and it just kind of stuck, and it's so funny. Usher did that. It was the funniest thing. Anyway, I just got to get that off my chest. I love it. Hey, man, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
By the way, thank you. Did you do anything?
I actually had a nice dinner. You know, it used to be crazy parties, you know, till 6 in the morning. Now it's just a really nice dinner.
Yes.
With your best people.
Well, you got a baby.
Well, yeah, we got babies. But honestly,
popping bottles to baby bottles.
It was grown bottles. Yeah, it was grown bottles and then back to the baby. But I had a great group of friends and really got to celebrate in style. It was lovely.
Good for you, man. How is baby girl?
Baby girl is just tiny, you know, just like you forget. I have a one-year-old now, so you forget how small they are when they first show up and they just sleep all day. And you got to hold their head up and everything. So, yeah, just getting through all that. But it is tough having two little ones because my son is 8. And so he needs, you know, more like big boy attention and homework and guitar practice and all these kind of things. And then the little babies, they just need love and affection and, you know, throw the ball around with me or something.
That's a good little gap right there. Yeah, Fuego. Julian Fuego. Love that kid. And it's interesting because I have an 8-year-old and I got one on the way.
We're pretty similar.
Yeah. And that's cool that he's playing guitar. So with his little hands, can they... You know what I mean? Grab around the neck.
It's a smaller guitar.
All right, I guess it's just the right size.
It's like a medium size, so it's relative to his size. but he started out with a little piano, and then he took to guitar more, and now he's taking trumpet also.
Oh, wow.
But the thing is that he's a natural singer. He wrote a song. Yesterday he did his talent show.
Get out of here.
At school, and he wrote his own song.
He's composing.
Nice. Called God Hold Me Tight.
And that's so kind of deep.
It was a little bit of gospel. It was all about people, everyone praying together to create change in the world. It was very positive. Then he got on the djembe Ethiopian drum and played the drum. I mean, it was a whole...
You sure this kid's 8?
I'll play it for you after this.
But, that's awesome, man.
You know, because in the house with me, you know, I think a lot of it started also when Aretha Franklin passed away. And he went from listening to pop music. And then I started playing Aretha Franklin in the house, and then that became Lauryn Hill, and that became Mary J. Blige, and so all of these
great
soul
taste.
Singers. So now he's walking around the house, he's like doing Aretha notes and stuff.
That's great, man.
But it's actually been wonderful because that being my favorite subject and the one subject I know something about,
right.
I've been able to help him through every little thing he wants to learn.
That's odd. Well, it's genetically too. Your father, you?
Well, my mother is a singer-songwriter.
Oh, your mother too? Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
My father was, we did have some music on my father's side, but my mother's side of the family, actually, we go back 6 generations of jazz, trumpet players, family traveling bands. Like, we actually have like the Sound
of
Music.
On the mom's side, wow.
On my mom's side,
that's cool.
Yeah, my grandfather, her father was a jazz trumpet player. His father was a trumpet player. And then it goes to family bands before that.
Wow, but, I love the trumpet.
Yeah.
The trumpet's so cool.
And it's so funny that when Julian had a choice for his band class, he just naturally picked the trumpet, not knowing his great-grandfather great-great-grandfather played trumpet. Isn't that cool?
Trumpets are prominent in mariachi music.
Of course.
Which I'm sure you would
touch. Yeah, and I have horns. When I perform, I always have my horns with me.
Yeah.
And And I have horns on most of my songs on the new album, yeah, too. So I'm a big fan of live horns.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I've gotten to see you perform and put on a great show.
Thank you. You sound great live.
Congrats again, too, on the show. Yeah. I know you said that you were laughing when I intro'd the Masked Singer, but, you know, in a very crowded field of shows, that really seemed to stand out. Did you have a good time with it?
Oh, we had a great time. I mean, you know, for me, it was just nice to be a part of something that my 90-year-old grandfather can watch, my 8-year-old son can watch, mm-hmm. and the whole family has family texts where they're all guessing, and the East Coast and the West Coast feed. So it's nice to be able to be a part of something that everybody can enjoy equally.
Yeah.
Who on the show guessed that Mario was in the White Rabbit?
I think it was definitely wasn't me. I think that was Jenny or somebody.
And then that ended up being like
Joey Fatone.
Thanks a lot. I often get confused. Nick Cannon said, "At what point I thought it was you." I was like, "Thanks a lot, Nick. Thanks a lot."
I had a funny. I saw Kevin Hart recently, and he was like, "Let me tell you, my kids love the show, and they still think I'm the monster. They swear up and down right before the end of the show. They're like, I keep telling them I'm not the monster. Like, we know you're the monster, Dad.
That's funny.
It's fun how, because of the guessing game, everybody of all ages, we all know different people or associated with different eras, but we all get to get involved, you know?
It's been picked up for another season. Yes. Are you coming back?
Absolutely.
Nice.
It's the most fun and easiest work I've ever had because I don't have to judge or mentor I just show up. I enjoy the Vegas review and I try to guess who's underneath the mask. You know, it's great work.
And you guys really don't know because some of the guesses
definitely don't know.
Some of the guesses were pretty close though.
And some of them were I got the most right, but my bad guesses were so far off.
Really off.
And you know, what's funny is that when you're there, like when I watched it on TV, I felt I had a better feel for it.
Yeah.
But being in the audience, we're up 40 feet higher in the air. You can't get a real feel for height or weight or those kind of things. And then they change the clue packages every week. If we started to get on the trail of somebody, like if I started saying, oh, that's definitely Gladys Knight, they'd start putting hints that made it sound like it was Chaka Khan's Patti LaBelle. So they would fool you in the clue packages.
Yes.
So then like Family Feud, right when somebody has a better idea than you, you start to go, oh, maybe they're right.
Yes, you second guess yourself.
Like T-Pain, I've worked with T-Pain. I know T-Pain well, and I would never have guessed him because I didn't even think the producers would have gone for T-Pain.
Right.
You know what I mean? T-Pain never even crossed my mind. I kept thinking it was a boxer that could sing or something.
Hey, maybe this next season.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your new music.
Yes.
That's What Love Can Do.
Yes, sir.
Very old school vibe. I love that kind of sound.
Well, you know, I've always had that old school throwback sound, you know?
Yes.
And we are celebrating. We got the number one most added airplay this week.
Nice,
so
man. Congrats.
Very excited for the new single.
Yeah. And there's also a video for the song Testify. That one's a little more of a chill vibe.
Yeah.
It has some old home video, right? Where was that?
Yeah,
from?
The song came about after my father had passed, and I'd wanted to honor him in some way. And everything that I tried to write was either too sappy or didn't hold enough weight. And then I wrote this song about him passing away and all of the other things that had been going on in my life that I had to get over and I had to get through without him, you know? Mm. And so when in those moments when you have nowhere else to turn, you turn to God, you turn to spirituality, you know, you find your way back to God. And that's what Testify was about. But that was more like a teaser for the album. That's What Love Can Do is the actual first single.
Looking forward to checking it out.
Yeah.
How many people tell you, because I have to have known your father, great guy, just listening to you and hadn't seen you in a while, you sound so much like him. Sounds like you, maybe because you got older, you sound even more like him,
The voice drops a little bit, you know what I mean?
Right?
The older you get, But I think...
Pops had one of the coolest voices.
Oh, and his cadence, his timing was Mario.
Right, exactly.
Yes, it was all well set
He also
up.
Called you Rio.
Every punchline.
He was the coolest. Pops was the smoothest.
He was the smoothest, man. I will never be that smooth, but I try to be equally charming.
You're doing all right, my man. Is there an entire album in the works, or are you just dropping singles?
No, we have the album is being finished up and should come around September, which is very exciting for me. It's my first album in 5 years. So I made one album, scrapped it, made another album, scrapped it. When my father passed away, I started over from scratch because I felt like I had so many things that were on my heart and on my mind. So I'm really excited about the project, we want to get it out by September.
Oh, that's great, man. We're looking forward. Hopefully, we'll have you back.
Definitely for album time, for sure. Well, yeah, and I'll get you the album ahead of time so you can listen to it and we can walk in. Yeah,
perfect.
That would be cool.
Now, this is a fun fact, if it's true. When you were little, was your babysitter really Wayne Gretzky?
Yes, for a two-week period, my dad took my older brother to Russia for a special trip for like 10 days or something like that. And Wayne, being one of my dad's best friends, him and Janet Gretzky, who ended up marrying, they were dating at the time. He came to L.A., spent 10 days there. So I would go to baseball camp. I'd go to Joe Torre baseball camp in the morning, come back and pretty much play tennis with Wayne or just hang
How
out.
How old were you?
I was, I'd have to get it right because it was when he was, the year he was traded.
Here for the Kings.
The year he was traded to the Kings because I remember I answered the phone. Have you heard this story?
No. Oh.
So it's the morning I'm getting up to go to Joe Torre baseball camp. I answer the phone. It's Bruce McNall, the owner of the Kings. And he says, is Wayne there? Can I talk to him? And I said, well, he's sleeping. You know, you want to call him later. He says, you need to wake him up. I need to talk to him. So I go wake Wayne up, who's sleeping in my dad's bedroom. He gets on the phone. I go to baseball camp. I come home. Wayne has flown to Edmonton and is at the podium and was traded that morning. That was the phone call. So that's my claim to fame. I answered the call. Edmonton will never forgive me, I'm sure.
Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah,
he's
pretty cool.
He's the nicest guy, too. Him and Janet.
Great
guy. Such a great guy.
And I remember having this one memory. It was the first time I was ever in a Rolls Royce. He had a white convertible Rolls Royce, and he took me to McDonald's in it.
That's awesome.
And I remember just sitting there in this white Rolls Royce at McDonald's drive-thru with Wayne Gretzky. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool.
Chilling in a convertible Rolls with Gretzky. I mean, those kind of stories.
Yeah, awesome. I saw him recently because I saw him when my father passed, and we had kept in touch a little bit more recently, and just the sweetest guy, sweetest family.
It really is, man. I want to put you on the spot, Rob, before I let you go. Quick questions, quick answers. Current song obsession.
Oh, well, it was the Travis Scott Sicko Mode. That was driving me insane
for a while.
That gets
stuck in your head for a little bit.
There's something new. I'm sorry. It's slipping my mind right now. There was a new record that I got really. The new one. Drop Down, Tatiana. Bust Down, Tatiana. Bust Down. I love that joint.
I love it.
It's so silly. Love how it's got just that southern flavor.
Fun little hook right there. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, I had two. First, it was Molly Ringwald from the movies. I liked Molly Ringwald.
Really?
Yeah, I just liked her smile, and I thought she was cute. And then it was Janet Jackson. When That's the Way Love Goes, whatever Janet Jackson did was all right with me.
That's a wide strike zone right there. Molly Ringwald and Janet Jackson.
Swing away, you know?
Masked Singer, Dream Contestant.
Oh, Dream Contestant. You know, that's a tough one, but maybe somebody like Will Smith. You know what I mean? Because you might not know his singing voice, but he's such an electric personality. And
he'd have fun with it, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that now that it's, you know, a number one show, we're going to get a lot of different kind of contestants that we didn't expect the first season. So I think the second season is going to be even harder to judge because it'll be more wide open, you know?
And last one, time travel destination. You can go anywhere for a week.
Oh, man. Yeah, I would probably go to right before my father passed, because we had gotten through some of our adult issues, and we were really had an amazing connection, and we're talking every day, and it was the best father son relationship you could have when we lost him. So I'd go back to there.
Poignant, beautiful answer. Thank you, man. Everyone, follow him on Instagram at Robin Thicke. Thank you so much for stopping by.
And get the new single, That's What Love Can Do. And I have a gift for you. These are the St. Bart's by Robin Thicke. You go to Christopher-Kluse.com and you can get your own St. Bart's by Robin Thicke sunglasses.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
We are going to take a pic. I'm going to rock these and post this. Thank you very much.
Absolutely,
you come bearing gifts. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!